This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli clarifies no loan agreement will be signed during his official visit to China, says Belt and Road Initiative is not loan project. Ruling two parties, Nepali Congress and CPN-UML, working to finalize the agenda of the visit. The Department of Environment urges public not to burn solid and plastic waste following the rise in air pollution. Nepal Premier League NPL trophy unveiled on Dharara premises in Kathmandu. And Israel and Hezbollah close to Lebanon ceasefire deal. Now, the news in detail. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli says no loan agreement will be signed during his upcoming official visit to China. Prime Minister Oli is embarking on a visit to the northern neighbour on the 2nd of December. During discussions with former prime ministers and former foreign affairs ministers held yesterday in the context of his impending China visit, Prime Minister Oli said the Belt and Road Initiative, BRI, is not a loan project. He clarified that whether or not to take loans from China under the BRI is not a topic of dispute at present. The head of the government urged all not to go for the rumours that loans are being taken to get entrapped in debt, adding that this visit is being made to further foster a multidimensional mutual friendship. According to the Prime Minister, preparations for the visit are being made, especially regarding the effective implementation of the agreements and treaties signed in the past, as well as holding discussions on the expansion of transmission lines, exporting Nepali products to China, and other matters of bilateral cooperation. In the discussion, former Prime Minister and CPN Maoist Centre Chairperson Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda emphasised the effective implementation of the agreements signed with China last year when he was the Prime Minister. Similarly, Foreign Minister Dr. Arzu Rana Deoba said that homework is being done on the matter of agenda by the ruling two party regarding the visit. Minister Rana clarified that there is no dispute between the two parties as projected in the media. Former Prime Ministers Jalanath Khanal and Madhav Kumar Nepal, former Chairman of the Council of Ministers Khilaraj Regmi and former Foreign Affairs Ministers were also present in the meeting. The government has decided to appoint Santosh Narayan Shrestha as the Chairperson of the Securities Board of Nepal, SIBON. Government spokesperson and Minister for Communication and Information Technology Prithibi Subba Gurung said a meeting held at the office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers in Singhadarbar yesterday decided to appoint Shrestha as the chairperson of the SIBON. Likewise, the cabinet meeting has also approved Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Arzu Rana Deoba's upcoming visit to China. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has said that the Nepal Premier League will directly contribute to promoting tourism and presenting youth talent in the international arena. Unveiling the NPL trophy on the Dharara premises in Kathmandu yesterday, Prime Minister Oli assured that the government's cooperation and encouragement to the Nepal Premier League NPL as far as possible. The Prime Minister said the government is always with the players for the development of the sports sector. The first edition of the franchise-based tournament comprising 8 teams will kick off on the 30th of November that will last till the 21st of December. Minister for Women, Children and Senior Citizens Nawal Kishore Shah Suri has said that violence against women cannot be reduced by making laws alone, rather equality in society shall be promoted. Inaugurating the 16-day campaign against gender-based violence, Minister Sudhi said positive thinking and spirit of equality should be awakened, which is possible through continuous campaigns. At the program organized by the National Women's Commission, Minister Sudhi said the empowered women means opening the way for the development and prosperity of the country. The Department of Environment under the Ministry of Forest and Environment had urged the public not to burn solid and plastic waste after the rise in air pollution in several parts of the country, including in the Kathmandu Valley. The department urged all to avoid burning such waste with the gradual rise in air pollution after the onset of winter. Air pollution has increased in the Terai region and the Kathmandu Valley for the past few weeks. Press Council Nepal on Monday took action against 10 more YouTube channels and social site users for disseminating unverified, misleading and fabricated content. Most of those YouTube channels are unregistered. Similarly, the council has recommended the Cyber Bureau of Nepal Police investigate social media users found violating the code of conduct. Lately, the council has been monitoring fabricated, one-sided and unverified content capable of promoting hate and revenge through YouTube channels and the Facebook page. According to the council, Joint Spokesperson and Information Officer Ram Charan Bohra, it has been actively monitoring objectionable content on social media as part of its effort to combat misinformation and raise public awareness. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
ड्याडी इन्डिया जाने मम्मी चाइना जाने दुवै जना फेसबुक र भाइबरमा जीरो अनि हामीले कसरी कन्ट्याक्ट गर्ने
तिमीहरू फेसबुक र भाइबरमा हिरो भएर के गर्ने नेपाल टेलिकमले ल्याएको सेवा सुविधाको बारेमा जीरो रहेछौ अहिले नेपाल टेलिकमले रोमिङ सेवा ल्याएको छ चाइना र इन्डियामा हाम्रो यही प्रिपेड मोबाइल मजाले चल्छ बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन
हो र भने अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त
किन थाहा नहुनु यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *1415*7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरू कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरे हुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज The Joint Election Operation Center has been established in the Election Commission since yesterday to solve the problems arising during the upcoming by-elections. The center will receive regular information about the status of the implementation of the Commission's decision, compliance with the Code of Conduct and its violations. Commission spokesperson Nita Pokhrel Arial informed that the center will operate until the election results are announced. The price of gold dropped by 15,900 rupees per tola, which is 11.6 grams, following the government's decision to decrease the customs duty on gold. The government has slashed the customs duty on gold imports by 50% from 20% to 10%, which this decision was made during a cabinet meeting on Thursday. Now on to some international news update. Israeli and U.S. officials say Israel and Lebanon appear to be close to a ceasefire deal with the Israeli cabinet set to meet today to discuss it. A 60-day truce is being proposed to end fighting between Israel and Lebanon. Lebanese militia Hezbollah. It is said to include the withdrawal of Israeli forces from southern Lebanon and end to Hezbollah presence in the area. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is said to have agreed to the deal in principle, and Lebanese Deputy Parliament Speaker Elias Bousab said, quoted by Reuters, that there were no serious obstacles to a ceasefire. The hostilities began on 8 October last year as Hezbollah fired rockets at Israel in support of Hamas in Gaza. According to Lebanese authorities in Lebanon, more than 3,750 people have been killed and at least 15,600 injured since October 2023, with more than 1 million forced from their homes. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly areas of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki province and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country today. Light rain is likely to occur at one or two places in the hilly regions of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki province, and there are also chances of light snowfall at one or two places in the high hilly and mountainous regions of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki province today. As per the present weather status issued by the division, currently the weather is partly cloudy in the hilly areas of the country and mainly fair in the rest of the country with light fog in a few places in the Tarai region. According to the latest information provided by the division, the minimum temperature of Kathmandu Valley is recorded as 8 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature as 20.4 degrees Celsius. With this, we have almost reached the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines again. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli clarifies no loan agreement will be signed during his official visit to China. Says Belt and Road Initiative is not loan project. Ruling two parties, Nepali Congress and CPN-UML, working to finalize the agenda of the visit. The Department of Environment urges public not to burn solid and plastic waste following the rise in air pollution. Nepal Premier League NPL trophy unveiled on Dharara premises in Kathmandu. and Israel and Hezbollah close to Lebanon ceasefire deal. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website, RadioNepalOnline.com, and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.